This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Tea with Publicity. You could hear it in my voice. You could see it in my spirit. I am a broken girl, but I have a lot to do today, and we have a lot to talk about.
What's up, everybody? This is Alyssa Amoroso, aka Publicity. Who is ready to spill some tea? Because this is Tea with Publicity.
Is going to be a video podcast. Get ready with me for my tennis tea party, and let me tell you why I'm unwell. And I don't say that lightly. For starters, I haven't slept well in like 3 weeks since before Christmas because I was traveling for Christmas. I was on different time zones. I had a party planned the day kind of when I got back I had a tea party planned in LA. Then I had my birthday. Then I got my angel baby Chai girl, which we need to talk about. And now I'm a new dog mama. That's been another thing, not sleeping because I literally have a baby. And then the weather decided to change in LA. Sorry that I'm complaining so much. I swear this has an ending. The weather changed in LA. Like, it's been really cold. So I feel like my body's just adjusting to the fact that, like, it feels like winter. Why does it look like I have makeup under my eyes right now? So that's not even really the thing that's so bad. Like, no sleep, whatever. I have a cold, whatever. My doctor, my gyno, who I've been going to for my PCOS, was like, I really want to start you on a new supplement. I don't ask questions. She tells me, I do it. I ordered it. I didn't recognize the name of it. I take it. Fine. No problem. Problem. You guys, I remember a while ago on TikTok seeing this thing trending. Everyone was like, who needs Ozempic when you could take nature's Ozempic? There's this pill that you could take and it works the same and you lose weight and blah, blah, blah. But the side effects are bloating, diarrhea, and all other sorts of things. So I don't do my research. I just take the pill, the supplement, as my doctor orders. My stomach got really upset this week, and I'm like, that's weird. I didn't really eat anything like for my stomach to be that upset. I literally canceled an event I was supposed to go to because I was like, how could I go to an event when I can't get off the toilet? Don't think anything of it. Keep it moving. The next day, take it again, feel a little nauseous. Now it's starting to click. So I'm like, oh my God, I think it's this supplement that I'm taking. What do I do last night? I take it again. I woke up, keep in mind, Sean's over, okay? Why does this keep happening to me? I wake up and I am like, I might die. Like, I might die. Like right now, my stomach, I hear it. It's like, it's bubble gutting. I go to the bathroom at like 5 a.m. I think it is. It's not good. Like the noises that are coming out of my body. I go back to bed. I wake up 6 a.m., round two, ding, ding, ding. The reason why this is a problem, if I just had this and it was just a regular old Sunday, okay. No, I'm hosting a tennis clinic today. It's day 3 of my period. I don't need to keep going into detail, but I have a heavy period, okay? Let's just say that. The theme is all white. So I have a little problem down there, both ways, and the theme is all white, and we are just hoping for the best, although I feel a little rumble in my tumble as we speak. We're just gonna ignore that. I have a whole list of things that I want to talk about, some topics. So let's discuss while I just do a little light makeup and fix my hair. So apparently mob wife aesthetic is in. I feel like just last week we were talking about grandpa, eclectic grandpa. Now it's mob wife. I mean, here's the thing with trends. Like, obviously you wear faux fur in the winter. You wear floral in the spring. This isn't groundbreaking information. What's different is the way that everyone's kind of like packaging these trends up to make them seem newer, but really we're just doing the same thing that we've always done, which is just cycling through fashion trends, which has always been a thing, will continue to be a thing. I think the difference is that with social media, trends just move a lot quicker these days. Will I be partaking? No, because I live in California. And it's not that cold, like, I can't. Now, if I was in Aspen, of course, like, would I be in a to-the-ankle floor-length faux fur with a faux fur head wrap and moon boots? Absolutely. But again, I'm in California, so I will stick to eclectic grandpa over here. I have some industry news that I thought would be interesting to touch on. I'm sure you guys all know Michaela, I don't know how to say her last name, with an N. You know, the makeup influencer with that big accent from Boston who's on TikTok with like 15 million followers. She is in internet drama again. And this time, I'm on her side. So there's this guy, Michael. He's a creator. This all just came across my For You page. I'm sure it's come across yours. And basically, Michael messaged Michaela and was like, could you review my self-tanner product? And Michaela was like, yeah, absolutely, send it to me. Background, industry knowledge. When there is no contract in place and there is, and a brand wants to send you gifting, there is absolutely no obligation for the influencer to post it. Obviously, she gave her word, so that's just like a character thing. But she's someone who probably gets over six, she gets six figures a post, you know? So for her to post a small brand for free, it's probably low on her list of priorities because she probably has a sponsored post, some kind of vlog or something. She has a whole list of things, and the free thing is kind of last on the list, let's be honest, because it's her job and she makes money doing this. So where Michaela went wrong is she said yes to reviewing this product and kept kind of saying, oh, it's coming next week, it's coming next week. And the guy was like, he kept checking in being like, hey, is this coming? The guy kept being like, is this video coming? And she'd be like, oh my God, sorry, I got held up. It'll come tomorrow. Tomorrow would come. She wouldn't do it. He would message her again. Oh, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. This guy knows Michaela's influence. He knows that she has a tendency to sell out products. So he invests $10,000 of his own money into his business to restock the product in the event she reviews it and it sells out, and so he can meet the demand. Michaela doesn't post the video. Michael takes to TikTok and basically lets everyone know, I gifted this influencer my product. She told me she would post it. She didn't. I'm out 10K. The internet's divided because yes, Michaela said she would post it, but everyone's like, bro, she didn't tell you to go spend 10K of your own money. Like, that was a business choice you made on your own. You have to stand by like your weird business choices. Like, you cannot rely on this girl to move the needle in your business. And the other thing is, like, what if you reviewed the product and hated it? Like, you're probably not going to sell out then. I'm on Michaela's side because Michaela rebutted. Oh, he also accused Michaela of getting a spray tan instead of using his tanner product. So Michaela rebutted. She came on TikTok and she was like, first of all, I've gotten like one spray tan in my entire life, or none at all. I forget what she said, but basically she was like, I don't get spray tans. So you made that up. Second of all, I know I shouldn't have said I was going to do something that day if I wasn't going to do it. But the truth is, like, I kept getting busy and like, I was going to get to it. Like, I was going to do this for you, but you had to like come to social media and essentially like be wild about it. And she was like, third of all, I didn't advise you to go restock your product and buy $10,000 worth of product. Like, if that's a business decision that you want to make on your own, then that's a decision that you chose to make. So I am Team Michaela. I've been in a situation like this kind of recently, which, like, they haven't called me out, but, like, I've just kind of felt guilty about it, and I will post for them. But I've kind of been in a situation like this where this brand messaged me every single day for, like, I'm just thinking, this brand messaged me every day for, like, 6 months. Like, they would send a message, then unsend it, then send a message, then unsend it. And they wanted me to, like, review a product. And finally, after months and months and months, 6 months of seeing the same message every single day in my inbox, I was like, sure, just send it to me. Like, I'll post it on vacation. Because it's important to note it was a vacation-themed item. So, for example, like, let's say it's a sunscreen. It isn't, but let's just say. I'm not gonna do sunscreen, like, in the, like, if I'm not on vacation or, like, by a beach. So it was, like, one of those situations where I was like, okay, send it to me. I'll wear this item on vacation. They sent it to me 2 months after I got back from vacation. So basically, they reached out to me every single day for 6 months. I finally say yes, and then they take 2 months to send me the product. So by the time the product gets to me, I'm back from vacation. And now they sent me a summer item that I'm not gonna wear again until the summer or until I'm back on vacation. So, like, it's one of those things that they message me being like, hey, when are you gonna post? And I'm like, hey, you missed the window. Like, I told you I wanted it for vacation. I told you when I was leaving, and, like, you sent it to me on a weird date. Will I post for them eventually? Yes, when I go on vacation. But, like, they're gonna have to be patient for me to, like, be on vacation to use said item. So, like, that's one of those situations as a creator where you're like, I will do this thing for you, but you also need to, like, give me some grace because things need to fit within our timelines. Like, we're not just, like, free ad machines for people. Clipping in hair extensions because I'm gonna do, like, a big long pony for my tennis event. So this is where I do relate to Michaela's situation. And I don't think she's in the wrong. And I do think it's kind of messy to just, like, go on social media, especially when she's in so much drama. Like, this guy knew that, like, going to social media with Michaela drama would create waves because, let's be honest, she gets, you know, that kind of attention. But I thought it was interesting. Some other industry news. I feel like Nick Viall is on the Call Her Daddy trajectory. He got the interview with Gypsy Rose, and he's been getting a lot of exclusives. He just announced that he's starting his own media company. And I feel like for a while there, like, she was the podcast where people would go to, like, break their silence. And now it's like, people are going on the Viall Files, and Nick is starting a media company, and I'm just feeling a little Call Her Daddy energy, if you know what I mean. So I think that's cool. Listen, love him, hate him, whatever you want to say, you can't deny that he's successful and he's making shit happen. Also, I did watch the entire Gypsy Rose documentary. I like that girl. Like, I do. I think, like, for everything that she's gone through, like, I think she's got a really good head on her shoulders. So I'm into it. Okay, that's our little chit-chat. I'm ready. I'm gonna put my hair up in a ponytail and put a hat on and get dressed. And I will pick this back up in a little. Hat on. I am starting to pack the car with all the food. I'm a little out of my comfort zone wearing all white. I'll show you my full outfit and I'll post it to IG. But, like, it's chic, okay? That's what we're telling ourselves. I made 2 crudité boards. And then, don't mind how messy it is, I have 2 charcuteries, some wraps, and I need to figure out how we're carrying this all to the car. So Sean is downstairs getting, like, a wagon thing to help me. I don't know what I'd do without him. My trick for hosting events is prepping everything before. Like, I literally sliced up lemons. I have all the food plattered and wrapped. I have the iced tea steeped and wrapped. Like, this is what I do, so when I get there, it's just easy. And poor little Thai girl, like, I'm gonna feel guilty leaving her, so we might end up bringing her. I just love her so much, and I'm so happy that she's drinking her water.
Thank God for Sean and Kennedy. They helped me so much. We are nearly set up. We have gift bags and hats for everyone. This property also is just unreal. We have our mascot. We have our mascot, Thai girl. Some extra tennis rackets for people that don't have them. We set up a little water station with some TVP here. And then downstairs, here's where the tea party's happening. All the food and everything is covered right now because, obviously, I don't want it to go bad. But, look how stunning. I have to move that. I did this amazing spread. I have my iced tea with pea. We did these seating sections in the back for people.
Really quickly, I forgot to say something, so I wanted to hop in and interject, but a lot of what you're seeing in this video, I bought at Macy's, including the little wood trays, the Kelly Green tennis trays, and the Kelly Green ice buckets. They have the best home decor, and they have gifts for every single occasion. And I know Valentine's Day is coming up, so you just have to go to macys.com/giftfinder to buy something for anyone you love. You can get 25% to 40% off underwear, lingerie from Calvin Klein and Gap and more brands. Some exclusions do apply, but they have amazing brands, amazing stuff. So go to macys.com/giftfinder.
Yeah. Yeah, this is good.
Oops, I got hot.
Spooked. What do you think, Chai? How's mom doing? Chai's watching. She's watching the ball. Good. I'm taking content of what's in the goodie bags, the swag bags. So we have the Tea with Pea Varsity totes. We have Juicy Couture tennis balls from Macy's. Some Liquid IV, some Sol de Janeiro body mist, which I love. The Bindrush Black Tea by obviously Tea with Pea. And then Evolve Together, we have deodorant and hand cream. Premium swag bag. We have a lot happening over here. Some content, some Chai Girl. Where are you, Chai Girl? Hi, honey. Some Sean. Sorry.
And thank you to RCLI for hosting. This is like the most beautiful space, truly. So happy to be like in Beverly Hills. We have our mascot, Chai Girl. And we're good to go. So what we're gonna do is, since it's a beginner's clinic, we're gonna kind of take it like a little bit easy. Just, you know, so everyone can get warmed up, and we'll kind of rotate in and out. We'll all kind of warm up together, and then, I mean, they'll help with that, but then we'll do intro.
Looks so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, you're fine.
And that was the
what?
Are you watching?
Coordination is not my...
That's a big part of tennis.
Yeah.
Someone got a straw hat. It is a black tea with notes of lemon. You'll have it today. I just made a cold brew with no sweetener. It's completely unsweetened. I like my taste. I personally don't think it needs sweetener. And my packaging, the whole concept is that like it's supposed to look like a coffee table book. So basically, you could reuse it. You could like. I joke, I'm like, you could put your like weird things in it. Like you could put like a vibrator in it. Like a
like you smoke, I don't know, a lighter.
I put my matches in it and my little edible.
Like whatever. Or you can put it on your coffee table, your nightstand, and then the tea, which you guys are all getting in your gift bags today, is inside. So.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I mean,
girl
lunch.
Delish.
It is now Wednesday. The event was Sunday. I lost my voice following that event, so I wasn't able to close out the vlog because literally from that day until today, you could tell I still sound hoarse. I couldn't talk. I've never lost my voice in my life. I'm not someone to lose it. I just think I have a head cold. I just think I'm run down, to be quite frank. But the event was so fun. Thank you guys so much for watching. We are going to have more. My goal is to do them across the country. I think I want to do New York next. So let me know what city you live in and where you want a tea party to be next, because I'm coming for you. Love you guys.